So we're going to talk a little bit about a long short strategy. Our next guest manages the Thornburg Long Short Equity Fund. Connor Brown back with us, portfolio manager at Thornburg Investment Management, roughly $44 billion in assets under management, based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, back in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio in New York. Nice to have you here.
Hey, good to be here.
How do you feel about the investment environment right now?
We see it pretty bifurcated, actually. So we're seeing today...
Could you be long short then?
Yeah, we think so. We think it creates lots of opportunities. We're seeing NASDAQ off 1.5% today, S&P in the middle down 90 bips, Russell 1000 value, so a measure of value investments, down only 30 bips. We wouldn't be surprised to see a lot more days like this. We see growth stocks, lots of companies that are not that profitable trading at very high valuations, and value stocks trading much cheaper. So we think that creates some opportunity.
Well, you'd probably like more days like this, especially when you own Allergan, right? Yeah. I mean, so that was welcome news this morning, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you see that coming? I mean, was that part of the investment thesis here that this was a takeout? Or what was your thinking getting into that name initially?
So most important was that we thought the business is actually a good business, and it was trading very cheaply. So mm-hmm. we think that Botox and aesthetics make up about half of the profits of Allergan. Those businesses are growing for them. And they're different than healthcare. There's no drug price regulation. It's mostly cash pay. There's not insurance.
It's dermatology. It's cosmetic.
Yeah.
But it is. It's interesting. Our Max Neeson, when he walked out, because I was talking about how I've talked to a lot of doctors who use it for Parkinson's patients, you know, to relax muscles, migraines, and so on and so forth. He said the medical component of Allergan is actually more than the dermatological.
Yeah, and growing. So both Botox and Juvederm are growing really nicely, especially in the U.S. So at 7.5x earnings, which is where the company was trading when we bought and where it was trading yesterday before the deal was announced, we think that you're getting a good business, which is worth 15x earnings at half of profits. That justifies the whole value of the business. The other half we think you get for free. So we're very surprised by the AbbVie stock price reaction.
Well, that's what we want to ask you, because Jason and I had that discussion with a couple of our reporters earlier, that it looks like, you know, the feeling was you're buying Allergan. That's kind of a really one big product, that you're just buying that. You're not buying a pipeline. And yet what you're saying is it's a good product to have, and it certainly is generating a lot of cash.
So I suppose AbbVie shareholders would have liked something that added to future pipeline, yeah, especially around oncology. This is more of a financial engineering deal, but we think it's a really good financial engineering deal. So we're digging into AbbVie. We don't own it right now, but this might be an opportunity to buy some AbbVie shares.
And Botox, not an easy thing to duplicate.
No,
it's
we don't think so.
Not an easy thing to do.
We think if you're injecting toxins into your face, you probably want to go with the brand that you know.
Right. Well,
I'll take the sort of like
cheaper version. Yeah.
No, but the point is the access to those toxins, you can't just easily get them. I think they're government controlled to some extent.
That's
so
right, yeah.
The access, the pipeline. All right, you guys are having fun, and I'm trying to be serious.
As usual. Never having fun.
Gonna have to turn this car around.
Yeah, exactly.
What else do you like? And let's talk about some other names, because Gilead Sciences is also playing within that healthcare space.
Yeah, but once again, in this market,
space.
We're seeing some unprofitable, high-growth companies without even really a plan to turn to profitability, trading at really high multiples. You hear enterprise value to sales multiples talked about all of the time in this market in ways that we think are unjustified. On the other side, even with the S&P at all-time highs, there's a whole bunch of businesses that we think are being left for dead. So Allergan at 7x earnings just yesterday. Gilead Sciences, where Hep C for them, hepatitis C, they brought a cure, yeah, that grew a lot and has declined a lot. That's now a much smaller portion of profits. Their HIV business has grown really nicely throughout. That's the main driver of earnings out into the future.
I'm just looking at the forward-looking PE. Just one metric, but not even quite 10.
Yeah, very cheap. And we think in 21 they can do $10 in earnings relative to sell-side estimates of around $7. So that $10 in earnings, less than 7x out a couple of years, we think it looks very interesting here.
Revenues, though, have been on the decline. Does that bother you at all?
So at peak hepatitis C revenues for them, that made up the vast majority of gross profits. Today, that's down to less than 10% of gross profits. Now we'll be able to see the inflection as HIV revenues and profits drive overall profits.
Talk to us about Comcast. That's a name. You know, we talk about the media space. Yeah. We talk about streaming. We talk about linear TV and all of those things that may be now or in the future. Why do you like Comcast here?
It's not a bet on linear television, actually, at Comcast. It's a big business for them, but they pay a lot for the content, so that's not their most profitable business. What we're really excited about is their broadband business, getting data into households in the U.S. We think cable is competitively advantaged against DSL, which is an important part of our process at Thornburg, and they seem particularly well-positioned. The last thing I'll add on Comcast is we really like the fiber investment they're making. So they're taking fiber closer to households.
Right.
And that, we think, could be used for data offload and future 5G wireless networks.
And obviously, sorry, I mean, that was a stock that obviously people were kicking around a little bit back in the bidding war for Fox assets. They didn't come out on the right side. I mean, you know, it's interesting, the content piece of that too.
Yeah, I think we won by not winning.
Yes.
In the case of that bidding war. So that actually was when we got interested in the stock. It came under tremendous pressure while they and Disney were fighting for Fox assets. We did get B-Sky, which frankly we don't love as an asset for Comcast. But to be able to focus more on the data and broadband business, not to have to worry about the Fox content assets, we think is a good outcome for Comcast shareholders.
Are you more long or more short?
So we're always a bit more long than we are short, but we always have a lot of short exposure on, and we're a bit different in Thornburg Long Short Equity. We're all single name stocks short, so all single names, which is pretty different, especially in the mutual fund space.
Zillow Group is another one. You're not short on it, you're long it.
We're long it, yeah. We're pretty excited about the opportunity to buy and sell homes to consumers, make that process easier.
But even if the economy slows down, what if everybody's right and we're headed for a recession? Does it matter?
Well, who's right? Bond investors or stock investors?
I don't know. Right? We don't know, right? We're at that interesting kind of intersection that we're not quite sure where we are.
And do you worry about Zillow's margins? Because they are getting more into the actual buying and selling rather than just the information, right?
We're more focused on the incremental profitability they can drive through that business. And importantly, through selling leads to real estate agents, which is their business. That was their business before they started buying homes. When you get to see a house before it's listed to sell, which they do through their Zillow offers business, they say, oh, do you want a price from Zillow? And maybe the homeowner says, no, that's too low. Zillow can now say, hey, why don't we introduce you to a real estate agent who can get you a better price? So they have another revenue stream to help drive profitability, even if actually selling the home is lower margin.
And in that case, they're getting paid by the realtor, not the homeowner.
That's been their business, to sell real estate leads to real estate agents.
Right.
Really cool segment. Thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Connor Brown. Good to see him.
Yeah, absolutely. Connor Brown, he's portfolio manager at Thornburg Investment Management, $44 billion in assets under management, based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yes.
Do you think that's why he's smart?
Yeah.
He's so smart and like chill.
I was going to say, you know, and he also gets to see Julia Roberts occasionally. Right. Actually brought me a note from her. Well, not exactly.
Right.
But it still made my day.